local government staff association, CLOCSAG, risk losing their August salary if they fail to return to work by Wednesday. The Controller and Accountant General has been directed to take note and effect the directive accordingly. Employment and Labour Relations Minister Haruna Idrisu, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said government is not ready to put pressure on the economy by increasing market premium outside of what has been allocated for in the budget. Mr. Idrisu said the heads of civil and local government service have also been directed to begin a headcount and audit of all the staff who are on strike and submit their report to the ministry by Friday for execution action.
The Civil and Local Government Staff Association, CLOSAC, and its workers have been on strike for a number of days, demanding interim market premium, whilst we recognize their right to make public manifestation and pronouncement on their unhappiness. We are unable to accommodate further strike, and in particular to compensate for an illegal strike and to compensate for day not working for the period of August. Accordingly, I've directed the head of civil service and head of local government service to begin a head count and an audit from tomorrow and to submit same on Friday to my office for advice to the controller and to the minister of finance that we would not compensate for that unproductive behavior. They should return to work or forfeit August salaries. And I've also accordingly requested that they engage the subcommittee working on the market premium to make justifications of their request, and government will give it some consideration on the basis of the final report that will be submitted by the subcommittee. They have a legitimate concern. It's work in progress, it's work ongoing, and therefore they should go to the subcommittee, engage the subcommittee, and make a demand and justification. However, government will announce a major formula for the determination of market premium early January 2017. Their petition, together with other earlier reports on their demands through this ministry, have been submitted to the Grievances Committee of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to look into it and make recommendations to me for executive action. Where we are on negotiations of national daily minimum wage for 2017 and public sector base pay for 2017, I'm certain we would conclude before budget of 2017, noting that we are determined as a government to reduce compensation as a percentage of GDP and also reduce compensation as a percentage of government revenue.
It's also important for me to emphasize that interim market premium was not contemplated in the budget of 2017 under the compensation budget relative to many sectors of the economy. Therefore, the economy is unable to accommodate any financial stress that was not budgeted for, including their request for interim market premium. We only can discuss and negotiate it and defer it into the future. So as legitimate as it may be, it's practically impossible for government to honor.
Employment and Labour Relations Minister Haruna Idrisu.